Thank you. Roger，
It's good to be with you again this afternoon.
非常开心今天又跟大家在一起。
As some of you know, I share a long history with your church.
你们可能知道，我跟这个教会有很长的历史。
Your church began meeting in this room in 1998. That's a long time ago.
你们教会在这里是1998年在这里开始聚会。
And that was just a few short weeks before I started here as one of the pastors at Christ Presbyterian Church, also in 1998.
那是在我参加CBC 以后几个礼拜。
A lot has happened in my life and in the life of your church
有
in the
很
last
多在
28 years.
28年中间，在我生命中间很多的改变，在你们教会也有很多的改变。
But one thing has not changed.
可是有一样没有改变，
God has been faithful.
神是完全可以相信的。
And the Savior that we worshiped on the first Sunday I preached here 28 years ago is the same Savior we worship today.
在28年之前，我在这里讲第四道的时候，跟今天我在这里讲到是完全一样的。
We've got an interesting feed. We've got some feedback here.
我们一个打电话，就是我们穿蓝色的这个衬衫了。
If you're okay with it, I am. Yeah. The author of the Hebrews put it this way.
希伯来书的作者这样说。
It's our memory verse for today.
就是我们今天所背诵的讲词。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
耶稣基督昨天、今天、永远是一样的。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. Yes. Well, I'm so glad that your church is still here after 28 years.
我非常感谢你们教会28年以后还是在这里。
And I'm glad you are faithfully gathering to worship each and every Sunday.
而且非常感谢你们每个星期天都来这边做敬拜。
And CBC is glad you are here.
我们的教会 CBC 也非常开心。
It's a blessing for CBC to have your community in our chapel each and every Sunday.
对 CBC 来讲，是对他们的一个大的祝福，因为我们在这边敬拜。
And I hope you know this, but our church building is open to you whenever you would like to use it.
你们知道，我们教会整个的建设，你们所有的需要，我们都是一样的。
Although there's so much going on here that sometimes the rooms might not be available when you want to use
可是我们这边节目现在越来越多，有的时候你们需要的这个房间可能没有办法供应。
I know that your church is going through a time of leadership transition right now.
我知道你们教会有一些这个改变，领导性的改变。
And that's not always something easy.
那不是一个容易的经过的一段时间。
CBC knows something about leadership transitions.
我们教会 CPC 有经过领导改换的这个阶段。
CBC has been around for 70 years.
CPC 建设了70年，
And there's been a lot of transitions.
有很多很多的变化。
Many times in our church's history, people have shown up on a Sunday morning and learned that one of their leaders was leaving.
有很多星期，当这个信徒星期天来敬拜的时候，他们被告知他领导上面有一些改变。
It happened just a few short weeks ago when one of our pastors announced that she was leaving.
几个星期前，我们有一个牧师领导要离开我们的教会。
And today she will start at a new church here in Richfield in the Twin Cities.
今天他在 Richfield 一个教会开始他的服饰。
Leadership transitions can be difficult.
领导改变是一个很困难的一个阶段。
But it's in times like this that we need to remember something important.
可是，在这种阶段的时候，我们必须记得一些事情。
And that is this.
那这是
A church is much more than a leader or a building.
一个教会远大过他的领导，
Both are very important.
两个都很重要。
But the lifeblood of a church, of course, is its people.
可是教会的生命是会员，
And the pillar, the foundation of a church, is Jesus Christ.
教会的栋梁是我们耶稣基督，
That never changes.
那是永远不改变。
Leaders may come and go.
领导可能改变，
The foundation remains the same.
可是根基是完全一样。
Every church, no matter its size or its age, has a cast of characters.
任何教会不管有多大多小，都有它的个性。
And some characters are more visible than others.
有些个性是非常受关注的，
The most visible are usually the leaders.
尤其是领导是最明显的改变。
None is more visible than the senior leader.
没有一个比主任牧师是更明显的。
Your church has had a handful of senior leaders in its 28 years.
在28年中间，你们有好几次的领导改变。
If I could show a gallery of pictures on the screen behind me of all of your leaders today,
如果我现在有个可以把照片告诉你们，从头到现在有很多照片，有很多的领导，这是不同的。
we could all walk through the journey of your church's life.
我可以跟你们一起走过你们教会生命的路途。
Some of you have been on that journey since the very beginning.
有的你们中间是头一天就在这个教会。
Others of you may have just started that journey.
可能你们中间也有是最近才来参加这个教会的。
Along with being the most visible, two other qualities come with being the senior leader.
有2个最重要领导者的一个模范，
Influence
影响，
and exposure.
然后是怎么样子支持。
The former senior leader at CPC, John Crosby,
在这个之前，CPC 的领导 John Crosby 牧师，
he shared a line that stuck with me after he had gone through a particularly difficult time of leadership at our church.
他跟我分享了他在他 CPC 中间有一段时间是非常困难的一段时间。
He said this to me.
他跟我这样分享。
The higher in the tree a monkey climbs,
这个猴子爬树爬得越高，
the more you see of its behind. In
你可以更清楚的看到它的屁股，
influence and exposure,
可以显明出来的
leadership qualities,
领导的能力，
that's exposure.
那个是大家非常注重的事情。
And with our Minnesota winters, we know a little bit about exposure, don't we?
我们在寒冷的那个冬冷的冬天，我们知道怎么样子照顾我们这些寒冷的阶段。
Exposure is a risk for leaders.
当我们曝光是一个有危险性的，
It comes with the territory.
这跟着我们的职业
And
有关系，
pastors know that.
我们应该记得。
I think part of my job today is to remind you that the true leader of this church
我今天最重要的责任就是告诉你们，真正领导这个教会的，
the leader with the capital L,
这个领导是从大写 L，
Jesus Christ,
是基督耶稣，
he is never at risk of exposure.
他从来不会让我们失望。
In fact, the more Jesus is exposed here, the better.
你们越让他有机会，那是越好。
Because
他
the more
是
you
诚实的，
will exert it.
他越跟我们显现，对我们的影响就越大，
That's leadership.
那是真正的领导。
Human leaders will come and go.
人的领导，一
Human
下在，一下不在。
leaders have gifts and they have flaws.
人性的领导有强点，也有弱点。
Sometimes they're brilliant, sometimes they're broken.
有的时候他们非常聪明，有的时候他们非常的破碎。
Sometimes they succeed, other times they fail.
有的事情他们成功，有的事情他们失败。
But the true leader of this church will never leave you and never forsake you.
可是这个教会真正的领导是永远不会让你们失望。
And it's been that way with God's people since the very beginning of time.
这个关系是从人跟神有关系，开始的时候，这永远没有改变。
The scripture passage we read this morning is from the book of Exodus.
我们在今天出埃及记所读到的经文中。
We find God's people, the Israelites, on the verge of entering the promised land.
他们形容到，当时以色列人在开始要走出埃及的这段路程中间的计划。
The land that God told them he would give to them.
神告诉他，我有一个最好的地方要带你们去。
And in Exodus chapter 13, we pick up the story here.
出埃及记第十三章，这个故事从这里开始。
The leader of Egypt was Pharaoh.
这个埃及的这个王，
And after going through 10 plagues, Pharaoh has finally listened to Moses and let God's people go.
他们受了10种神给他们不同的惩罚，他终于答应让以色列离开埃及。
And believe me, God's people were ready to go.
你相信我，当时的以色列人都非常的希望这一天。
They had suffered for more than 400 years.
他们受法老的逼迫太多年，300年。
And finally, they're on their way to the promised land.
在最后，神带领他们，让他们可以到他所应许的地方。
The land God has promised to Moses and to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob and to Joseph.
这个应许的地方，神答应过摩西、亚伯拉罕所有犹太的领导。
Do you think God would want to get them to that land as quickly as possible?
你想，神一定是要最快的速度把他们从他们受苦的埃及带到这个美好的地。
But that's not what happened.
可是神没有这样做。
So let's pick up the passage at verse 17.
所以我们从第17节开始说。
We read this once. I want to make sure you hear this.
我们读过这一遍，希望你们记得。
When Pharaoh let the people go,
当埃及王让犹太人离开的时候，
God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter.
神没有带领他们走最短的一条路，
For God said this,
因为神这样说。
if they face war, they might change their minds.
如果他们碰到有人来跟他们打仗，他们可能要改变主意，
And return to Egypt.
然后他们就回到他们受难的埃及。
So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea.
所神带领他们绕一条远路到，到他们所所答应他们的地方。
Now remember, the Israelites had been enslaved for 4 centuries.
你们要记得，那时候这些埃及犹太人受过400年埃及的压迫，
400 years.
400年。
When you've been enslaved for 4 centuries, one of the things you don't have any chance to do is to build an army.
在这400年中间，最难不可能做的事情就是有自己的军队。
The Hebrews may have picked up some of Egypt's tools of war.
可能这些犹太人有接受到一些埃及的小小的武器，
But they would have been no match for the well-armed and well-trained Philistine army.
但是他们如果在沙漠中间碰到敌人的话，他们是没有办法抵挡的。
God knew that if he led them along the coast, they would be defeated.
神知道，如果就是走最短的一条路的话，他们一定会打败仗。
So God leads them not along the coast, but a different way.
所以神没有带他们走短路，而是带他们走一个长路。
The coastal route from Egypt to the Promised Land would have taken them 2 weeks.
如果是走短路的话，2星期就可以走到，
2 weeks.
2个星期。
But God led them in a different way.
可是神带领他们走另外一条远路。
One translation reads, God led the people by the roundabout way of the wilderness.
这边说，神带领他们从旷野中绕远路。
And we have a map to show you just what that looks like.
我们有个地图让你们参考。
Along the coast, 2 weeks.
如果跟着这个海边走的话，2星期就可以走到。
Instead, they went that roundabout way.
可是神带领他们走非常远的路。
This was not a mistake.
这不是神做错了。
Not an oversight.
不是神没有看清楚。
This was God's design.
这是神的计划。
So instead of a 2 week journey,
所以不是2星期的短路。
Do you know how long this route lasted?
你知道他们这个长路走了多少年吗？
40 years.
40年。
My goodness.
Wow, 40年。
That's what it was like being in the wilderness.
在旷野中间40年。
Some of you may feel that your church right now is in the wilderness.
可能中间你们都觉得我们教会现在是在旷野中。
But today I want to remind you of this.
那今天我要提醒你们,
The God that we worship
我们所信的神,
is the same God who led the Hebrews not just out of the wilderness of slavery,
是同样一位当时带领犹太人离开埃及的同样的一位神来带领我们的教会。
But also into the wilderness of the desert.
而神也会带领我们到了旷野之地。
The Hebrews weren't lost.
希伯来人没有躲避。
Quite the contrary.
反而是
They were faithful.
他们有信心。
They faithfully followed God who led them directly into the wilderness.
他们有信心地跟随神的旨意到旷野之中。
The coastal route would have been far easier.
走海边的话，应该是非常简单的。
Who doesn't like to spend time at the beach?
大家不喜欢，都喜欢到海边散步。
But that's not what God chose.
可是神没有这样做。
You may leave church this morning feeling as though your church is on a wilderness journey.
你们有的时候，中间可能有人离开这个教会说，觉得我们是在旷野之中。
But please do not leave church this morning believing that God has abandoned you.
可是绝对不要以为这是神没有他的目标。
Because that is not true.
因为那是一个错误的想法。
Being in the wilderness does not necessarily mean you're lost.
在旷野中间不见得是一个坏事。
But what it does mean is that you're exposed.
可是他们在旷野中间的确有遇到其他的危险。
You're exposed to the elements of the desert.
危险是从天气或者是自然界来的。
And they can sometimes be harsh.
有的时候是很可怕的。
But our God is not exposed.
可是我们的神是有全能的。
Our God is entirely comfortable in the wilderness.
我们的神他控制，他是对旷野是完全的了解。
And just as God promised the Hebrews never to leave them or forsake them, He promises that to us as well.
就好像神他答应以色列人在旷野中的带领，他今天也答应我们教会，他是同样的带领。
And how does God fulfill that promise?
那神怎么样完成他给我们的答应呢？
We saw that in verse 21.
在21节这样说。
By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them.
白天的时候，神就是我们的云柱，把这跟我们隔离。
And by night, in a pillar of fire to give them light.
在晚上的话，他就变成一个火柱，给我们有光。
So that they could travel by day or by night.
所以以色列人可以白天也行走，晚上也可以行走。
Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night.
不管是云柱还是火柱，每一刻都有神的祝福。
Left its place in front of God's people.
神这样不带领他的人民。
We have a fancy word for that.
我们有一个非常这个特别的字。
It's called a theophany.
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 Theophany 就是神与显现，神怎么样显现？这是一个很特别的，我像希腊文字啊，非常对不对啊？
A theophany is a visible manifestation of God.
theophany 就是说神可以让我们看见显现他的大能。
Some might call it a God sighting.
有人说这是一个神奇。
The nice thing about theophanies is that they are unmistakable.
就是神显现是完全不会有任何的错误。
The Hebrews couldn't miss seeing the pillar of fire at night.
这希伯来人他们是全部人都可以看到晚上的火柱，
They knew that was God.
因为他们知道那个火柱是神。
God did the same thing with Moses with the burning bush. Remember that?
神在他这个摩西在他这个火烧这个路上也是同样的，在他面前显现神是存在的。
Moses knew that was God.
摩西知道，
That was a theophany.
那就是神给我们他真正的显现。
I don't know about you, but I'd like a theophany every now and
我不知
then.
道你们有没有经过是谁，我自己有些经验。
Wouldn't it be nice to have an unmistakable sign of God leading us this way or that way?
那我们可能是很希望神很明显的带领，我们看到神带领这条路或者是那条路。
We don't get many of those anymore, do we?
可是我们很少有这种机会。
But God is still leading us.
可是我告诉你们，神每一步都在带领我们。
And don't forget this.
不要忘记。
God is leading us, but God might not be leading us down the easiest route.
神是在带领我们，可是他不一定是带领我们，我们觉得是应该最容易的路程，
Or the shortest path.
或者是最短的路程，
For the most comfortable journey.
或者是最安全、最舒服的路程。
God didn't do that for the Hebrews.
神是没有这样照顾希伯来人。
So why should we expect God to always make things easy for us?
那我们怎么可以觉得神应该对我们是完全的？照我们的意思去做呢？
In fact, I think we get in trouble when we assume that following God faithfully will always lead to a life of ease and comfort and simplicity.
是一个错误的观念。我们以为，如果我们认为怎么样跟随神，所有的结果都是越舒服越有奖励。
There's simply no biblical evidence for that.
这个真正不是这样的一条路。
In fact, remember what Jesus told his followers.
你们记得耶稣怎么样告诉他的门徒吗？
Take up your cross.
你们要高举你们背着的十字架。
And what's a cross?
十字架代表什么呢？
It was an instrument of suffering and death.
十字架是耶稣所钉在十字架，是一个受的一个标记。
Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me."
耶稣对我们说，我们要自己抬自己的十字架。
And he says that to us today.
他今天也这样子告诉我们，
Make no mistake.
不要弄错。
The chapter that your church is going through right now is complicated.
你们教会现在所经过的这段路是非常复杂的，
And it's not easy.
不是一个容易的一段路程。
But I want to encourage you today.
可是我今天要这样的鼓励你们。
Don't wander off.
不要回去，
Stay the course.
跟着走。
Practice hospitality.
你们要彼此接受，
Be kind to each other.
要练习互助，
Be patient with each other.
要有耐心。
Avoid the temptation to spread gossip or rumors or speculation.
不要传小话，也不要去听邪言。
Look for Jesus in your midst.
你们要找寻耶稣在我们生命中，
He's here.
他与我们同在，
He's alive and well.
他是活着跟我们同在。
He's in your sacred spaces and in your rhythms of worship.
他是跟我们完全在一起的。
He's here when you do good for your neighbor.
你们对邻舍好的时候，他在。
He's here in a kind word.
他不会知道你们的善良。
A spoken prayer.
你们祷告的时候也与你们同在。
He's here in the bread and the cup of communion.
他跟我们今天的饼跟我们今天的酒。
He's here in the waters of baptism.
他们也跟洗礼的水。
He's here in the word of God.
他神的圣经也是神与我们同在。
When it's read or spoken or preached.
如果是我们去读，我们去了解。
And you better believe he's also here in the wilderness.
他也是在旷野中。
You remember when Jesus was baptized?
你们记得耶稣受浸礼的时候吗？
Right before he began his public ministry.
他在他开始走他传道的路程之前。
We read this in Luke chapter 4.
在路加福音第四章这样说。
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River.
耶稣充满了圣灵，从约旦河出来。
And was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
圣灵带他去了旷野。
The God who goes before you sometimes goes places we would rather not go.
在我们神带领我们的路程中间，有的是路程是我们不想去。
And he calls us to go there with him.
可是他在呼召我们走这段路。
But God does not leave us there or abandon us there.
神他不是故意带我们走这段路。
He leads us.
他带领我们。
And if we are willing to look for God,
如果我们愿意寻找他，跟随他。
We will find God even in the midst of our pain and our frustration and our confusion.
在我们的困苦中间，在我们悲痛中间，我们发现他与我们同在。
I'll end with this.
我就这样的结束。
Every one of us are human beings.
我们每一位都经过。
We're made with flesh and blood.
我们都是肉体跟血。
Even our leaders.
因为我们教会的领导也是一样。
All of us bleed.
我们每一个人都会受伤。
And when you're in the wilderness, you're more exposed, and maybe you bleed a little bit more.
在一个患难中间，我们可能所受到的这个各方面的孩子更多。
So let's thank God that in the person of Jesus Christ,
让我们用基督耶稣的立场来感谢神。
We have someone who knows what it is to bleed.
耶稣基督为我们受难，他受过的苦难。
And we're called to be a community of Jesus Christ.
他叫我们做耶稣基督的跟随者。
Which takes care of each other when we bleed.
我们必须彼此照顾。
And in the person of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督,
we have a Savior
我们有个救主,
who bled on the cross.
他自己上了十字架。
And who's ready and willing to bring hope and healing.
他是完全自愿,
to those of us who believe.
让我们所信的,
God wants to give us a new life.
神要给我们一个新的生命。
Leaders,
领导,
followers,
跟随者,
and entire churches.
我们整个教会,
thanks be to God.
感谢主,
Amen.
Amen. 大家一起说阿们。
阿们。
我们谢谢好牧师给我们的信息。
Thank you.
好牧师。 You're welcome.
这个星期本来是听顾牧师、郝牧师给我们背歌的时候，他特别挑了《浮生吟》里，还有下面我们要唱的这首诗，叫做《中文》，其实叫成为我印象是大家更熟悉的一首歌，我们就以这个来回应。 My sweet old mother, where are you now? Oh, dear, who I grew great
In the upper room, Jesus gathered with his disciples.
在CPC, 耶稣在跟他的会众。
And he told them, as your leader, I'm going somewhere that you cannot follow.
我是你的代理,我要去的地方,你们不能去。
And the disciples were confused.
门徒们都有点疑惑。
They thought, where will we go if we don't have our leader?
他们在想,如果我们没有领导,我们去哪里呢?
Later, they would receive the Holy Spirit.
他们后来得到了圣灵。
But on that night in the upper room, Jesus gave them something else.
可是那天晚上,耶稣给了他们另外的。
He gave them a meal that we will share today.
他们给了一个圣,他给他们这圣宴。
It's a visible, tangible reminder that we are not alone.
我们今天所领受的就是要提醒我们。
So here now the words of institution for this meal.
让我们在接受这个圣餐的时候,
as they come to us from the Apostle Paul.
是保罗有这样的说。
He said that on the night of Jesus' betrayal,
在耶稣被卖的那一夜,
he gathered the disciples and he broke bread.
他叫他的门徒站在一起,拨开了饼。
And when he did, he said this.
他在拨饼的时候,他这样说,
Take and eat, for this is my body, which is broken for you.
你们吃这饼,因为这是我的身体,为了你们的。
And the same way, after supper, he took the cup.
然后过了圣餐之后,晚宴之后,
and he said, this cup is the new covenant.
他说, 这是我的杯与你们立约。
which is poured out and sealed in my blood.
这个是为我的宝血，是为你们而流。
Drink you all from it.
帮你们从既有救火,
and to this very day,
所以直到今天,
as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup,
当我们接受这个饼,这个杯的时候,
we proclaim the saving death of Jesus Christ.
我们是别有神的,我们是在耶稣基督的圣宴之下得救。
Until that day when he comes again in glory. And friends, he will indeed come again.
我们在当他跟他在一起的时候,
these are the gifts of God for you, the people of God.
这个礼物是耶稣基督给我们每一个人的。
This is my body, which is broken for you. Take and
eat.
The cup is the new covenant poured out and sealed in my blood. Drink you all from it.
我们一起同样记得耶稣。
单曲里我们一起唱，我就是这样。
Oh,